It's time to bring in Pat Pagano this morning here on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Pat.
I didn't know that Zoom had a price.
Well, you can get the free Zoom, but like if you're us and you have specific 15 or 30 or 45 minute things, Zoom is, for free is good up to 20 minutes.
Oh, I got you. And then they cut you off, right?
Well, or else you pay for it. And of course, the revenue stream for all the other services is down greatly because of the pandemic not being as bad now. So, it's you can't win either way, Pat.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, I was going home, and the gas in Sharon was $3.99 a gallon.
Right.
Coming in this morning, I think it's $4.19.
It's crazy because New York State. I think that starts June 1st, right? New York State is capping the tax.
Yeah.
That starts June 1st. But, you know, I mean, there was supposed to be these gas prices were supposed to fall. I'm sorry. They're taking advantage of the situation. It's as simple as that. There is no reason why gas prices have to go up because the Ukraine-Russian war is not affecting our gas supply.
20 cents in one day. 20 cents.
That's ridiculous.
Can you imagine?
That's why, you know what, Marshall? That's why electric cars are definitely going to become more and more popular.
Can you imagine as a radio station, our underwriters, let's say our underwriters are paying $10 an announcement, okay?
Right.
I inform them, okay, as of today, you're now paying $11.
Oh, I got you.
Why? Well, the war in the Ukraine, oil crisis, our prices and everything like that. I'll stop complaining now. I'll stop complaining.
I think most people feel the same way you do. That the gas prices, you know, they're just taking advantage of it. They, you know, it's funny because once they get it up to a certain level, then they'll ease off. But the way they look at it, you know, it's all marketing. Get the consumer used to the price so that it's not like sticker shock. And once they get used to it and they continue to pay it, and we see our funds are coming in they're stable, why do we have to do anything? We'll just leave it.
Yeah.
Simple as that. I mean, you see, even in the supermarket, everything has gone up. Everything. Everything has gone up. Now, one of the things that I like to snack on are non-salted saltine crackers. Prior to the pandemic, I was paying, I think it was about $1.59 a box. You get four sleeves. It is now $4 a box. And if you shop around, you may be able to get two for $7. That's $3.50 a box. Hmm. And what does that have to do with the pandemic?
I know.
I forget it. Anyhow, at least the weather is not too taxing. Wind is the only problem.
It was, I'll tell you, it got windy. It's been blustery, but it was even more blustery last night.
Yeah, surprisingly. You know, because at night it should be dying down, but you're right. It stayed up there, and it's still going to be a windy day today and partly sunny in the mid-50s. A clear, cold night tonight, 30 to 35. Sun and patchy clouds and windy Friday, 60. Low 60s, partly cloudy for Saturday. Sunny sky Sunday, 65 to 70. And then a few showers come in on Monday.
And the temperature's probably in the 60s near 70 Monday?
I don't know if they'll be that warm. But they'll be in the 60s, which will be better than it was this week. And that's it. We're in the new month of May, too.
And the weekend looks okay.
Weekend looks fine.
Huh. Just got to get through today and tomorrow.
Yeah. And you'll get through it. I mean, I noticed even yesterday, if you were outside and you were in the sun and the wind wasn't blowing, it was just fine. As soon as that wind kicked up, it was like, you've got to be kidding. Yeah.
And if the wind kicked up and it got cloudy for a few.
It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely like a March day. But that's it. My gate guy showed up and he fixed the gate. For the second time in a row, the skylight man did not show. He sent me an email that he was stuck on the prior job. And he wasn't able to get up here. yesterday so that he would contact me today to let me know when there would be a next appointment. I have a feeling that because they are coming from Long Island, we are not a priority.
I would say you're absolutely right.
You're right.
Yeah. I would say you're absolutely right.
And I'm getting to the point, Marshall. It's been 4 years since I opened that skylight. And that's why had to buy a new remote. The old remote didn't work. And now now even the new remote, it's got to be paired and the whole bit. If he doesn't show up, the skylight will stay closed, period.
Right. Just enjoy the light from it.
Exactly. I'm not going to call an electrician to have him trace and check out the wires and make sure the motor's good. You know, they walk in the door, they charge you $135 just to walk in the door. So I'm just not going to do that. It's not worth it. Before you know it, I spent $130 for the new remote. You call an electrician, blah, 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 blah. It's going to be more than the skylight.
Well, you know what you should do? You should wait till you think that he's coming and call him and cancel.
Yeah, I know, but I can't be like that. I really can't.
Give them a taste of their own medicine.
Probably they would be happy as heck. So, thank God, I don't have to go all the way up to Orangeburg, you know? But that's it. I mean, it's funny because, like you said, Marshall, once you move into the real country and you get used to it, there is no going back to places like the city or Long Island. It's just, there's none. Yeah. I mean, you know, the last couple of weekends I'm traveling back there. I mean, I can't believe the congestion, not with traffic. I'm talking about the houses, the homes. They're built so close together compared to the Hudson Valley. And everybody has 3 or 4 cars and they're parked on the street. So really the streets, you barely have one lane to get down. I know they pay a lot less taxes, not so much on Long Island, but in the city, they pay a lot less taxes. But boy, that's no way to live. I mean, I don't think I could ever go back to that.
And you were lucky. You lived on a corner lot.
I had a corner lot. Yeah, but I was on 2 busy streets. Remember that.
But still, a corner lot. And having a corner lot gives you some space. You know what I mean?
Right, right. I was on the corner of Peninsula Boulevard and Woodmere Boulevard, Peninsula, the major route for the gas trucks in Inwood to come down there in the event of a hurricane. It was a major evacuation route, but they would back and forth on Peninsula Boulevard all day long. And if there was a pothole in the road, your house shook every time one of those big gasoline trucks went by. So that wasn't pretty, you know, and the taxes were high.
Well, here at the radio station, everybody always comments to me, wow, what a beautiful place to have on the green in Sharon. That's I say it is. It's beautiful. Beautiful building, beautiful green. It's just a great location. But there's a lot of truck traffic that goes by. And there's a 4-way stop right in the middle of town, which is right down from us. And you get every once in a while, you get a trucker that hasn't been through here before, and they're going like 35 miles an hour.
Boom.
And then they got to hit those air brakes.
Yeah.
Your whole building shakes like it's an earthquake.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah. But, you know, again, it's a lot. To me, this is a much, much nicer way to live.
Once you get used to it, it is.
It really is. I think I did the right thing.
All right, well, let's go over the blustery forecast for this week and the good forecast for this weekend and the return to some rain on next week.
Yeah, partly cloudy for Saturday. Will be in the low 60s. If I would say we'll probably hit about 63 or so. And then on Sunday, it'll be sunny, 65 to 70. I think it'll be real nice day. There'll be some clouds coming in later Sunday. That'll be the introduction to the showers on Monday.
All right. And you're still forecasting for the Mets, right?
Yes, I am.
The first place Mets.
I heard. They're doing real well.
The best record in baseball Mets.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is great.
That's
charge them more.
Well, if they win the World Series, then you can. You can say, hey, I'm the World Series forecaster.
Right, right.
And so our rates are going up.
Well, that's good. I don't even know when they're back in town. Do you?
No.
No. I'll have to check the schedule.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good day. And
I want you to have a good day. Stay out of the wind.
And don't worry about your skylight.
I'm not. I'll let you know what happens.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat began this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast and his skylight.